Well, our next guest is currently one of the world's leading amputee golfers. At the age of 15, he lost his right leg from above the knee to bone cancer, actually, after 3 months of heavy chemotherapy. A further 9 months of chemo was administered to help ensure that it didn't return, and he'd been given a 50-50 chance of survival. And today he's certainly grateful that he's still with us, and he's off a 2 handicap. He's a member of Bankstown Golf Club up in Sydney. He's won many a tournament along the journey, and it's a great story to tell. Shane Luke, good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
Going very well. I think you've been out on the course this morning.
Yeah, still here. Yeah, had a hit with one of my mates and his couple of young boys, and just giving them a bit of a heads up and how to hit the ball.
Now, I'm seeing a few images of you performing over the years. Obviously, look, yeah, there's been some challenges along the way for you, Shane, but you've made the most of what was, you know, a tough situation for you.
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, losing a leg was devastating, and you know, I loved all sports at age 15, but once I lost my leg, I found that I could still play golf, and just getting back into the game and to be know that I could play golf gave me hope. So, yeah.
And that's allowed you to compete around the world. Just take us through, you know, your journey.
Yeah. Well, last August I was over in the US, competed in the world disabled championships, and I finished I think fourth overall in that particular event, and we've been having world championships for the last probably 6 years, and the 2 years prior to that I was a leading amputee in Japan.
So
that was a great achievement.
Okay, yeah. So how does a year sort of look? I mean, how many tournaments are you sort of playing, Shane?
I play the Australian Amputee every year,
yep.
And I try to play the state events. There's Amputee Golf New South Wales that play state events, and there's Amputee Victoria's started up now. So that's great, and we're just trying to get some more members and more people involved.
Which is fantastic. What does that sort of number stand at?
In Australia, we probably have about 30 to 40 golfers. And obviously, overseas, there's bigger numbers. In America, you have fields of a couple of hundred. So, yeah, obviously, we don't have the numbers here in Australia, but the more publicity we can get and encourage other people to come along, that would be great.
Yeah, no doubt. What's been, you know, do you think your finest moment, the moment you've most enjoyed in your travels?
I don't know. I always winning is good, but
one of those wins stand out more than any other.
Yeah, there was a 2002 World Series at the Lakes. That was probably my most enjoyable win. All those years I've probably played golf 27 years actually on one leg. I used to take my leg off stand and hit the ball on one leg, and only for the last 12 months I've been using a leg to hit a ball now.
Yep.
So it's been quite a learning curve to actually use a leg and to play golf, and that's thanks to some of the, you know, the leading technology in the world. So I'm really happy about that.
You take us through that. I mean, that transition can't have been easy. Just take us through, I suppose, the differences and you know, what's sort of required for you to to play successful golf.
Well, balance is a big key to golf, and obviously standing on the one leg was quite challenging to balance. And as I'm getting older, it was getting harder, and I was getting injuries. So now that I can use the leg, obviously I'll have a better balance. But there are restrictions. So, I mean, the reason why I didn't use a leg is because I was free for rotation and I had no restriction. So then I had to overcome those obstacles and learn how to use it. So there was some challenges there. But I do have, like, one of the most amazing feet in the world. Like, so it adapts to uneven ground.
Yep.
So usually a prosthetic foot would be fixed. So it'd be like a piece of carbon that doesn't adjust to the ground level.
Sure.
So I've got a hydraulic foot that actually adjusts up and down, so I can stand foot flat on these slopes. So that's helped me greatly in being able to play golf with the leg on.
You've described your dad as your absolute inspiration. I imagine he's been pretty close by when losing a leg when you're just 15. You've had to lean on him quite a bit.
Definitely. Without him, I wouldn't have known what I'd be doing now. He was the one who encouraged me to go to the driving range while I was still on chemotherapy, actually. He says, because I said to him, I want to do something, Dad. I don't know what to do.
Yep.
And he says, why don't you come up to the driving range? And I sort of looked at him silly, he had a bit of a laugh. And he says, well, I don't know. He says, well, just go up and try.
Yeah.
And those words stick with me forever. Just get out and try.
Yep.
And we got up there and I stood there on one leg and hit balls and never fell over once. And, I'll never forget him for that. So it was, he taught me a lot.
Great stuff. Hey, nice to have a chat to you this morning, and all the best for 2017. And let's hope amputee golf, we certainly like to see it grow and more competitors and more recognition for it, and hope there's a bit of success for you around the corner.
Thank you. Thanks very much.